article of established.
Back to the back to the Grizz. So let's just a quick Hazara until we get to the Ron. Okay.
All right.
So let's guys. Let's do a little Hazara here. Okay. Again, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot says what? He says. Well, I can't read this. Okay, it's one mitzvah. And then at one mitzvah, he mentions two things.
Honoring
one is
thy father.
Honoring chachamim.
This is a horror.
Okay? Honor chachamim. And also stand up for them.
Horror.
Right? So, okay. So where does he learn these two things out from? From one pasuk. He learns out one pasuk. Mivnei seva takum v'hadadapanei zaken. What does he learn out? He learns out that you honor chachamim. Right?
Stand up for thy father.
And you stand up for a tamach, for them. Does he distinguish between that?
Dime.
And the Sefer Mitzvot? No.
It's derived from the father, no?
What? No, we didn't say that yet. Hold on. Wait a second.
Hadar Tapnei Zaken.
Right, Hadar Tapnei Zaken. Okay, so in the Sefer Mitzvot, he sounds like there's one idea is to honor Chachamim, and the other one is to stand up for them. In Perek Hay, in Mishnah Torah, he has all the halachas of Rav Muvak. Right? Now, where are the specific halachas learned out from? From Kibbutz Av. Okay, but it all comes. There's Parakeh only talks about Muvak, and Parakeh talks about Talmud Chacham. And what is the primary way of expressing kavod for a Talmud Chacham?
Stand up one more than four amos.
Hidr. But we have to four amos yet. Okay. Kima. Okay,
what
so
does Kima mean?
Kima means standing to stand up. So therefore, now the Grizz makes his move, because what he's bothered by is on the one hand the Rambam seems to have one mitzvah here, right? But yet he jams two concepts in one mitzvah. Parakeh sounds like there's a separate mitzvah from Muvak. And Paravot sounds like there's a separate mitzvah of Talmud Chacham. So how do you resolve the issue of two mitzvahs here versus what seems like one mitzvah over here? Okay? So the first thing he says is that he says, no. He says, when it comes to, there is a separate mitzvah called Kavod Umara of Rav Muvak. Okay? Kavod Umara, right, of Rav Muvak, meaning your Rebbe. I don't care what the definition of Muvak is. It means the Rebbe who had the most effect on you in terms of Torah. Okay? Where does he get that from? He gets it from Tosfos, because Tosfos says, it says Es Hashem Kachatira, and that teaches you Rav Muvak, and Mipnei Seva Tzakum teaches you Talmud Chacham. So he deduces from that you can't have a separation in Rav Muvak and Talmud Chacham.
Are they okay? Rooted in different ideas?
Right, but the only problem is, according to Tosfos is easy. Tosfos would say they're two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't agree they're two separate mitzvahs, because if he did, then in Sefer Mitzvahs it would be two separate mitzvahs, but it's only one mitzvah.
Which way are they working here?
What do you mean?
Are they do they first know they're rooted in one pasuk and then
who's
say
they?
The Rishonim.
No, there's a machlokas.
Do they first know that? How's the machlokas work? Do they first say, oh, it has to be that?
So now comes like this, okay? So what does he say? So one mitzvah is, let's just understand the two different expressions. One expression is kavod umara for a muvak. And what's included in kavod umara for a muvak?
Not contradicting him.
Not contradicting him, blah, blah. As well as standing up for him, right? Okay.
What is it then?
Right, well, let's pick up from that Gemara. Okay, so pick up in the Grizz.
You, he made the sugya, the condition.
Yeah.
Daf lama gimel sham tana iza.
Ezohi kima
sheish ba hider have omer ze daud amos.
Amar baye
lo amran ella barabo she inan muvak aval barabo hamuvak malo inav.
Okay, stop. So go to the source number 8. Okay, the Gemara condition daf lama gimel aleph says what? Ezohi kima sheish bahidur. Go ahead. Okay. So what is the kima that has, or when is your kima defined as a kima shel hidur? Meaning, when is the obligation to stand up, whereas when you're standing up, it is an expression of kavod for the Talmud Chacham, using hidur to mean kavod? Dal amos. Implying that, if he's further than dal amos, is there any kima shel hidur there? No. Right? There's no reason to. Right? Okay, go on. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye,
lo Amran ella barabo she'eno muvak, ava barevi muvak, malo enav.
Okay, so the Abaye already makes a distinction. He says, no, when it comes to your Rebbe, when do you have to stand up for him?
When you see him.
The moment he enters your field of vision. Now, what is this Gemara already implying to us?
Rebbe muvak is a distinction.
Chiluk. Okay, right, there's a chiluk. A distinction. There's a distinction between the Talmud Chacham and Rebbe muvak. And how is that distinction expressed?
By the standing.
The Mechayev of Kima. Excuse me, you're right. A non-Rav Muvak. Right. Better?
Mash from fear, like if a Rav and Tom Hoffman walked in the room, you wouldn't have to stand up.
Why?
It's not your Rebbe.
Who says, what does he say?
He says Rabbi.
You're being humadaic. El Barabo She'enu Muvak. But that would be, fine. I won't argue too much with you at this point.
So you have to tell you something.
Right. Keep going in the Gemara. Abaye.
Abaye, Mechi Have Chazi le.
Le'odne de Chamra de Rav Yosef de Asi. Havakayim. What does that mean? When he would see, Abaye would see what? The ear of his, he sees Master Rav Yosef on a donkey in the distance.
Dying Zalad, right.
Right, so you see him in the distance, he's on a donkey. And then as soon as he would see even his ear, what would he do?
Wait, where's his ear?
It's,
the donkey's ear.
Well, the donkey's Armaic considered his,
I thought it was his master.
The donkey's considered him?
Yes,
I was meaning the early. What is it, what's the Gemara telling you? Come on, guys. What's the Gemara telling you? It's telling you the earliest moment that he saw, he was able to see the even the silhouette of his Rebbe. He would stand up, just enforcing the idea of Mala Eino.
So he's calling his Rebbe a donkey?
No.
What an ass.
Okay, I get it. And then it says Abaye Hava Rachev Chamra Vekamasagi Gudidinar Sagia Yosef Rav Mishashia Verabana Beidak Yisav Lo Kama Mekame Amr Lehu Vlav Rav Mevokana Amr Le Lavadaitim. Which means what? Which means when he was riding on his donkey. On one side of the river, and he saw a group of Rabbanim on the other side, and they didn't stand up for him. He said, "How come you didn't stand up for me? I'm your Ramuvak." And they said, "Oh, we were misasking something else." Okay. Why is this important?
Are you allowed to ask for someone to stand up for you?
Like, you
can call them out on it?
You should follow halacha.
Okay. What if they say you're not Ramuvak?
Then they're within Al-Namos or not? Yeah, outside
Al-Namos. Not
outside Al-Namos. Okay. Yeah, that's fine as a key here. The Ron says, Kimala Enov.
Back in the front page?
No, back in source. Just look at source 9.
Kamale Einav, de Kevan, de Rabo, Muvaku, Ki Kaim, Mikame, Kamale Einav, Kima Shishba, Hidarhi, Shahadavar,
Muchia,
Shilachvodo, Hu Omei.
Okay, so we're going to define the Ron right now. What's the Ron saying? The Ron is saying something very simple. The Ron is saying that, look at his Lashon, because the Grizz is picking up on this, okay? Kima, Shel, Hidor. Okay, for Talmud Chacham is what? Just bear with me, Avi. If I use Dal Amos, okay, and by Rav Muvak is what?
Mirik Holan
Kimaleinov. Okay, and what's he saying? They're both Kima Shel Hidur. Both of them, both are defined as Kima Shel Hidur. What do you mean? Point? The Ron's saying that it's a Kima Shel Hidur, right? And his two expressions are Kima Shel Hidur. There's Talmud Chacham and there's Rav Muvak. So what's his Svara? What does he hold? What?
There's one universal hitter.
One universal hitter. What does that mean?
You learn Japanese past like 100 seconds.
Okay.
But what do you say the Rambam held in?
You gotta be careful. What?
What do you say the Rambam held again?
The Rambam, you'll see in a second, but the Rambam holds that, no, the Rambam holds that the reason why he sent up for Talmud Chacham is hitter, and the reason why he sent up for Rav Muvak is not because of hitter, it's because it's Kavod Amora.
The Rambam's kind of saying that also.
No, he's not. He's saying Kima Shel Hidur. No, but look what he says. Look at the next round. He says, "The Kima the Rabbi Mubaku ki kolim mekame kimola inav Kima sheyesh ba Hidur." Kima sheyesh ba Hidur. Right. So right. Which that's his svara for what Kima is.
So I don't understand yeah. Then how.
So what you're saying is good. There's 2 points he's making. The first point he's saying is that kavod is commensurate to the gavra.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Commensurate.
Commensurate.
Easy step is he's showing you that's what you mean by subjective. What you mean is that your kima for kima shel hider. What that means is that that's commensurate to whatever gavra you're referring to. But there's a more critical point that Ron's addressing here. This is the real point. You know what he's saying?
10 minutes.
What?
10 minutes.
Better. The Torah comes along and says, according to him, when the Ron sees a pasuk, what does he see?
No, he sees both.
Town Chacham
and Ramah.
Well, he does. I agree. But what does he see in the Hadatap, the Hidur? What is he Hidur? What's the Torah teaching you? Better. More central.
According to how much you get from someone, you have to magnify their majesty.
Okay, but that's good. But let's take a step back. He sees the pasuk, right? He says, the Ron's telling you that when it comes to Kima Shel Hidur, there's a Kima Shel Hidur for Talmud Chacham, and it's the same Kima Shel Hidur for the Rav Muvak. There's no difference in the Kima Shel Hidur.
Right.
It's just the Kima Shel Hidur is commensurate to whatever gavra you're talking about.
Right.
Okay? But what does that tell you about Kima?
Kima's not objective.
Better. When the Torah comes along and tells you, you know what the Torah is actually telling you? It's according to the Ron, and this is what the Grizz is going to take this and run with it. It's telling you that when the Torah comes along and tells you you have to give a kavod for Talmud Chacham, guess what they did? Well, guess what God did? You know what he did? He objectified it. And the Maisa kavod is what?
Standing.
Kima. Now, once the Kima is objectified as the Maisa Kavod, now the Ron's going to have to agree that when it comes to Rav Muvak, from the idea of Kima, now builds off all the other things you're going to be chayven, because it's commensurate to the Gavra. But the but what is the objective expression of giving? What is the objective expression of give, of honoring someone in the rabbinical area? Kima. Now the only question is that no, yes, 100%. 100% at this point, yeah.
And Shambiran, Shikasa Bataima, Demilta, Dekeban, the Rabba Muvaku, Kikaim Mikome,
Kamala Enov,
Kima, Shishba Hidderhi,
Shadar Machiach, Shadachvodo, who Omeid. So that's the idea. So the Kima is the objective expression of Kavod, and then it works out commensurate to whatever Gavra you're speaking of. Now, Ulam, however,
standing up for.
Rambam, Nira, Farish, Dehu, Mashum, Dedin, Dalad Amos, Lo Namar,
listen to what he says.
Kuvasakima, Shal Takum, Adarish Namar,
the Hadarta,
Radarta, Shinamra, Alko,
he says, but no, the Rambam says no. He says, when it comes to standing up for Dalad Amos, that's the Chovas Kima, that's the obligation of standing up that applies to every Talmud Chacham. Right? There's a mitzvah to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. That's a mitzvah of to stand up for a Talmud Chacham.
Midoraisa.
Okay? Midoraisa. Vizuhi should tzluya behidur. And that's what's tali in hidur. Ella.
Ella, Barabba muvak gam milvad mitzvat hahidur shel takum behadarta.
Mechuyivu lakum yipanav.
Makum yipanav. Shum chayova tichavad mubimura.
Stop. But he says, but now, milvad's a tricky word. What do you guys think he means by milvad? Milavad mitzvah sahidur. Right, but now, what does that mean?
Inclusive.
Okay, so Yaakov wants to say it's inclusive. Would you agree with that? It's tough to know.
What do you mean inclusive?
Okay, in other words, what is he saying? Is he saying, is he saying that a Rav Muvak has in him both the quality of Talmud Chacham and the quality of Rav Muvak? Yeah. So when he said, okay, so that's what you would think, right? You would think that.
Well, it has to be because my friend who's not his Talmud has to stand up for him only Dalad Amos.
So correct. Okay, fine. But okay, I'm right now.
Legabe Legabe Avi. Does he have both?
Say it again.
The Rebbe might have like both, but Legabe me, the Rebbe doesn't have both.
Oh, right. So if he again, so let me ask the question again. If he's a Rav Muvak, okay. If one second, if he's a Rav Muvak, why standing up for him?
Because he taught you your Torah.
Okay. What? No. Kibud Kavod Amara. Right. Meaning that when I stand up for him, it's not that I'm yotzei both Hidur and Kavod Amara. It's just Kavod Amara.
Right.
Why is it so okay, nice? Why not? Mm. No, you don't like
Hidur,
that?
No, I'm saying, because Hidur is a form of...
Rambam says what? The Rambam says, obviously agrees with the idea of Kima, okay? But he says, the Kima, for it to be Kima Shel Hidur, okay, the idea of Kima Shel Hidur applies to Talmud Chacham, meaning, as his Lashon is, there's a mitzvah Hidur, and the mitzvah Hidur is expressed through Kima, and that only applies to Talmud Chacham. Again, there is an idea of Hidur, of glorifying the Talmud Chacham, of giving him respect. How are you giving respect? Through the mitzvah of Kima.
Well, obviously that also be...
Hold on. But he says, but by the Rav Muvak, what does he say? He says, the chiyuv of Kavod Amara. There's an obligation of Kavod Amara. And how's that... Hold on. How's that expressed? Through...
standing. Kima.
And...
Not agreeing, blah, 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 all those other things.
All those things. Okay? So what's he saying? Come on. This is a simple step here, conceptually. What's he saying? How's the Rambam different than the Ran at this point? The Ran holds there's one idea of Kima Shel Hidur,
like,
and it's just commensurate to the Gavra. What's the Grid saying according to the Rambam here?
There is two ideas. Kima.
Good. What are the two ideas?
It's not commensurate to the Gavra.
It is Kima.
Don't just repeat what's on the board.
It's Kima, which is the default of Hidur, and then you have all these extra plus.
Because he's saying you learn that from separate
Hidur,
things.
Hidur, for Talmud Chacham, Hidur, is not commensurate
Hidur
to the Gavra
and Kavod Amara have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
Let's just listen to what the Rambam says, though. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam, okay? He shitzivanu lechabed chachamim vil lakum mipneim, okay? How is the Grizz learning that at this point?
Grizz learning two separate things. There's Kibud, and then there's Kima.
Okay, so when he reads the Sefer Mitzvot at this point, what's he reading? He's going to say there's two... Again, what's the difference between Chiyuv and Mitzvah? It's very simple. Mitzvah means... When you say you objectify it, which is what you were saying before. And what you were saying before also, which is that... What you're saying also. Okay. What is that? Just one word. A mitzvah... If you have an objective mitzvah, what's that translate to in halacha? It's called... What is the objectification of the mitzvah?
It's mitzvah.
And, which is...
There's a lovely framework which is universal for all men.
What's that called? Oh my God! That's called a maisa.
What the hell?
So it's a maisa. So it's very simple. Mitzvah hiddur means
doing the maisa.
Ah, right. In other words, like this: the mitzvah of this is the whole svara is going to start breaking from this thing. By a Talmud Chacham, the mitzvah hiddur is. It's very simple. What's the mitzvah hiddur? It's a maisa mitzvah called kima. It's a maisa mitzvah called kima. Okay? But when it comes to the Chiyuv Kavod, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah Kavod Amara, right? Rather, what is it?
It's a Chiyuv
and the Gavra. Meaning the Gavra should be, like you were saying before, the Chiyuv and the Gavra should be to be Noheg in a certain way when he's in front of this person. Okay? So this is saying there's an objective Maisa Mitzvah called Kima Shel Hidur that only works at Tamach HaKam. And this is saying there's a Chiyuv and the Gavra to be Noheg Kavod when he's around his Ramuvach.
Without saying the Hebrew terms.
That's different than Iran. The Ron is saying, I know, the Ron is saying there's one idea of Kima, right? So that's why he's using Ron as a perfect foil to what he wants to say, because the Ron holds is one idea of Kima. So the difference between the Talmud Chacham and the Muvak is really quantitative, right? Mm-hmm. It's commensurate to the Gavra. But according to the Rambam, he's saying, no, the Rambam is saying it's not quantitative, it's qualitative.
It's two different categories.
Right, step by step. Does this resolve the Sefer Mitzvahs? No.
One second.
But it's getting us a little bit closer. Yes.
Okay.
So he says, oh, when we look over to Kibud Av Eim, what do we see in Hilchos Mamrim? It says, the Kaimelon de Mechuyov. Am I chai to stand up for my parents?
Yes.
But guess what?
Kimivuar,
Kedushin Av Am Gimel, right?
Yep.
Vigabe
Aviv Veimo Harelo Matzino Mitzvot Hinder Klal.
1 second. But when we look to Kibud Av Eim, you know what word never comes up there? Hidur. Which means that means clearly when it comes to, and the Rambam says, where do you learn out all the nihugim of Kavod when it comes to a Rav Muvak? From Av Eim.
So there is no concept of Hidur by Rav Muvak.
Exactly. There's no idea of Hidur when it comes to Rav Muvak. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kavod, of Kibud Av Eim, it's only Kavod Amor. There's no idea of Hidur at all. One second, so what does he say? So he says, about Korkach, and you, therefore you must say, so therefore you must say that the reason why I stand up for my parents is because of Kavod Amara, and obviously it's the same thing is going to apply to what? The Rav Muvak, right? Keep going. Umemela, good. Huadin.
Huadin. Barabu Muvak.
The Kavasayu, and therefore you must say what? The same thing applies to Rav Muvak. So Rav Muvak is Chiyuv Kavod Amara, just like your parents.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, same word. Milevad.
Milevad ha-mitzvah d'tzakim
b'hadarta. That's more like it. Excluding the mitzvah of Hidur, right?
Let me see. Milevad was inclusive?
Not in this case. Milevad ha-mitzvah d'tzakim b'hadarta. Shenemar kol tam ha-chacham b'chuyiv ulam b'panav. Now it says, gam mishum chiyuvah d'kavu namara. Okay, so he's playing a game here. He doesn't want to make up his mind. What does he want to say? Is he telling us that there's two... I know. Okay, so now back to the Grizz. Now, what does he say? So, what does the Grizz say? Now he says, "V'kacha perosh revor lahedra b'divrei Tosfos bava kama daf mem aleph." That's you in the brackets.
You don't have brackets.
Brackets.
Shehikshu.
Shehikshu dilemal.
Lama liya cross. Why do we have the pasuk? Seva.
Takum
v'tibuglan me'es Hashem elkecha tira. Okay, v'ochichu mizeh.
Dehach de'es Hashem elkecha tira hu rach rabo muhugak.
Ayin sham b'divrehem.
B'divrehem. Hare
lehedja.
Hare lehedja de'rabo muhugak miha shema'inan l'chiyuv hakima miyatzim hachiyuv shel kavod mora gam milvad hakar hakra detakum v'hadar.
So what point is he adding right there? Give it a shot. Tosos bookend Rambam. Yeah. Tosos holds it's two separate mitzvahs completely. The Ron holds it's one mitzvah of kima. That is the expression of kavod. And now it's just commensurate to the gavra. But the Rambam is right in between. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah of hidur and a chiyuv gavra of kavod. Okay. Middle ground.
Rambam
we haven't developed the Sfarah completely yet, but this is the next step. That's why he brings Ron and Tosos in. The book ends.
Dama Rambam.
Lo namar hashir Daud Amos rak kamale einav tzarech la'amud mifnav.
Now listen, wait, right? The einar mitzvah tzuliyah behidra klal. What does that sound like? The mitzvah standing up for a Rav Muvak, which is Mala Inav, right, is nothing to do with the mitzvah of Hidur. It's a separate institution. I mean, he's just repeating himself. A separate institution altogether. Standing up for a Rav Muvak is not based in Hidur. Keep going.
The
Zedek Amar Baye.
Barabo Hamuvak Kilo
Kamala Einov. So when Abaye said that in Mala Einov, when you stand up for the Ramuvak, what did he mean?
The Ein Chiyuv Kimato Mishum Hamitva Detakim Behadartav Rak Mishum Chiyuva Dechavid Umar.
Ooh, see, I was right. When you stand up for the Rav Muvak, what was Abaye telling you? He was telling you that it's not rooted at all in Hidur, in Takum V'Hadarta. When you stand up for the Rav Muvak, it's not this built on that. This is only by Talmud Chacham, and this is only by Rav Muvak. So when you're standing for the Rav Muvak, you're not standing because of Hidur at all. There's no reality of Talmud Chacham in his definition as a Gabra. You're simply doing this. Kavod Amara. I don't know. We have to answer that. We have to explain that. Keep going. So a little further. Vayim Brahman Paraklavat.
Wait, so but then where's
the Rambam
getting this mitzvah, this idea?
One second, Luke says, Luke says, the inin kavod of, right? V'im shakasa, v'im, excuse me, l'inin kibud av v'im, shakasa, v'zeh l'shono, v'omim mipanov, right? K'derach shom v'nei Rambam akon l'shono. So when you stand up for your parents, k'mala einov.
Oh, you do?
V'habir b'zeh, d'gam ne aviv tzarech l'amam k'mala einov, k'mosha Rambam muvak.
Aren't you supposed to give more to
Rav? The Makor Devei Rambam who Mehad Rav Yosef Kiyava Shama Kal Kar. So that's a case where he heard his father. Okay. V'zeh LaHedra K'moshe Kassam Yishum V'Chiyuva D'Kavod Amora Chiyuva Kima He Kamala Einav. V'zeh Yisod Dino Shal Abaye De Rav Muvah Kamala Einav Mishum D'Yesh B'Kimasa Mitzvah Nosefe Shal Kavod Amora Milavada Mitzvah D'Takum Mahar D'Takum Moshe Nirali. Okay. So again, what's he saying? This is what I want to end up at this point. Define the grizz. What's the grizz? Again, he's just repeating his point over and over again. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, it's a mitzvah hiddur. When it comes to Rav Muvak, it's chiyuv kavod amora, and he keeps emphasizing that this is not from this.
It's rooted in a different principle.
But there's a problem with that though.
Same pasuk.
Same pasuk, same one mitzvah.
Problematic.
Well, it is.
Wait.
One mitzvah.
Same mitzvah.
One mitzvah reish tes, right. In the Rama.
Maybe this isn't a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah. Because he says in the beginning, he says, shtei mitzvah saying.
It would seem to be, but does Rama say it's a mitzvah?
No, yeah. The Grizz says it's a mitzvah.
So we have a problem.
This works out very nicely if it weren't for the fact that the Rama. In other words, if you're learning the Rama, you'd want it to fit into Tosfos. Because Tosfos says.
Two psukim.
Right. So if it weren't for that, if we had two psukim and the Rama held that way, game, set, match. But the fact is, Ram holds one pasuk. So how does this make sense?
Isn't there an idea you can't learn two mitzvahs from one pasuk?
That's right. It can't. When he says shtei mitzvahs, it can't really mean two mitzvahs. But what does that mean? Again, you can't
it's
just say two.
Same idea.
So what is it? That's the key. How do you define? This is the time now to get the main svara down. What is this idea? How do you have one mitzvah with these two expressions? What's it telling us? Yeah.